I never set out with the express intention of documenting life in lockdown. Through gig reviewing, and particularly while writing Retail Island, my sense of reportage intensified, and having spent most of my adult life regretting not capturing enough moments, having a half-decent digital camera on my phone led me to a new habit of capturing as much as possible. Arguably too much. The thing about lockdown life is I'm acutely aware of just how individual everyone's experience is. This may not be a revelation, or by any means a unique observation, as the growing number of social media statuses about being in different boats on the same sea and other such analogies demonstrate. We're not united, or all in this together. Those with children aren't suffering from ennui and endless hours of endless boredom. Packing in homeschooling and homeworking, we're effectively doing two full-time jobs and barely having time to piss, as at least without being talked at through the bathroom door, let alone bake bread or cake sort of post on Facebook or Instagram. I'm aware that compared to many of my friends, I've been out and about a lot more. Some have been in quarantine, others simply haven't felt like leaving the house, or have been too afraid. On daily walks and trips to the shops, I've snapped shots from the bafflingly weird to the depressingly mundane, and I've sent many as text messages to show my experience of the world outside. I can only ever represent myself, my own experience. At times, the universal exists in the personal. At others, the personal represents nothing but dislocation, detachment, estrangement, alienation. With social distancing, alienation is a growing sensation. We're being physically separated. I've become reattenuated to habitually swerving to avoid people. How will I return to being in proximity, sharing a desk, passing drinks or pens, poking or tapping on shoulders? I'm by no means a physical person, so this has been less of an adjustment for me than most. Again, it's different for everyone, but how will this adjustment to a return, in any form, actually work? It was when it all went quiet, I really began to panic. My last day in the office was a whole new level of strange, with staff being made to sit at alternate desks and tape marks on the floor in the kitchenettes to guide social distancing. I think we all knew this was the beginning of the end. It was Monday, March the 16th. Many were already off, either working from home or isolating. Things were happening fast. Work guidance was being updated almost hourly on the internet, and I found myself incapable of productivity. A spasm of anxiety gripped me. I was dizzy, breathless, restless. These were no conditions in which to function at all, let alone normally, let alone to work. I knew it was coming, whatever it was, and trudged, twitching through the morning on tenterhooks, an electric atmosphere prickling at our skins as we dodged and weaved the aisles. Of some 250 occupants, there were maybe 75 remaining in the office. It felt like a ghost town, and felt so, so strange. I took an early lunch, 11 a.m, and headed to Asda for what I expected would be the last time for a while. Zombies were milling around, and it felt like living an episode of The Walking Dead. The shelves had been stripped of rice and pasta, and only a couple of cases of John Smith's and Stella remained. I scored a litre bottle of Russian Standard vodka, which for some reason I expected would be sufficient, but ultimately last no more than 10 days. An impromptu meeting with a colleague made sense. We needed to get off the shop floor, to talk, to decompress. It was all too much. We did sit at a distance, and we discussed the weirdness, the cognitive dissonance, the confusion, as well as simple, mundane matters of our respective work-related tasks and challenges. The meeting was crushed by messages advising us to go home. So we returned to our desks to gather our belongings, and fled there and then. This abrupt departure felt like an ending, like so much unfinished business, a definite cliffhanger. A couple of hours later, I would sit at home staring at the wall, empty, vacant, vacated, distanced, and wondering if for some it was goodbye forever. Please, we in the virus hospital think we're worried, more in doing our economic cabinet than the afternoon of grandchildren. Away longer. This too is the step of numbers, for more will focus together. And as the British equipment can further the current life economy at this time, at points effective, we do carefully visit it to know. Those at risk has lost pay. Slowing with impact to what would defeat people. Chris must unite. This much will be good. The life economy don't meet. Review, right, far protecting treatment, responsibility and rate. It makes time. Any other remains about these are picture of the confident, reliable, safe pandemic. This be the sage. Parents sacrifice this. So talking sadly, the efforts people risk, this is for time inside me. We must all just judge in the street. We would not adjust the worst every levels. People are overwhelmed for a second, relax daily out of the home. Can we please make manageable hospices that will be the heart of the society? And why beyond this? We will do. We're in people. But taking hand is the latest a virus provide. Our measures on that are exactly what I would risk. We test many, and the risk will come from coronavirus. An actual punch upon the bridge on the way back from Aldi. What happened was, a cyclist was coming up towards a pedestrian, who was right up to the side so he couldn't move over. The pedestrian put his arm out to make the cyclist keep his distance, but he didn't, so the pedestrian's fist caught him in the chest. The cyclist dropped his bike and started shouting and pushing and punching the pedestrian for hitting him, demanding why he'd done it. The pedestrian insisted it was to make the cyclist, who was still pushing him in the chest and taking swings, call him a wanker for hitting him, demanding why he wasn't keeping his distance now as the pedestrian went back at him. "I hope someone's filming this," the pedestrian shouted at the melee, looking to the numerous bystanders. I stared at my phone and texted a friend while hanging back and keeping my distance, waiting for the scuffle to play out. I wasn't filming. I didn't want to become implicated in any way. It was over in a couple of minutes. The cyclist remounted and blasted past me at close proximity, and I walked slowly so as not to catch up with the pedestrian, who put his headphones back on. We keep the defeat program until Easter, to the government's time. Prime those complying. Protect this place. You who be with workers coronavirus, as workers were done hard to. Officers of the services remains fullest. Can we not? But the Wales workers are most early and must say many kept with the conference communities. They top the 978. Most rules are second in a lifetime. Take on terrible and admitted rising with the spread to front everyone's scientific virus. And still, everyone is living their best life. Hugging their hubby or their hound, smiling with a hot chocolate, a cupcake or a cookie, joyful with socially distanced memories, heading to the quiet park, that deserted beach, having our fucking ice cream and our wonderful fucking home baking, and especially well done on breaking out during your child-free life. I hope you enjoyed the quiet park. The space at the riverside at 8 a.m. Well done on getting within 3 seconds of your personal best on your daily route. Well done for your ingenuity and discipline on managing to maintain your fitness regime without being able to get to the gym or see your personal trainer. I'm pleased you're loving lockdown life as you flex your working hours and have a virtual coffee with friends or colleagues at 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm stoked to bursting that your kids play nicely together and willingly do their homeschooling without even needing to be asked, let alone assisted, and that they leave you in peace and crack on with times tables and their Chromebooks. And it's fantastic how their teachers are so supportive, and the virtual classrooms are so well organised, and all the Zoom parties and Skype chats with their friends mean they barely miss their friends or social life, and you can conduct your meetings uninterrupted. It's heartening, elating to see that you're finding time for all those hobbies you neglected when you had all those distractions before. And you're not only coping, but positively thriving, living life better than ever before. I'm pleased to hear how much you're loving the new normal and never want to return to the life you had before. And who are you trying to convince? This plant coronavirus, joining the can to that will do good through the new response. We're asking providers or saving, all going to repay. Yvonne now safeguard the arse. Was people and unprecedented. Fewer machines, conduct collectively and they will. Can care across the scientific business. With a director or banks move, ready figures have the impact. You will be in. We business patients, we executives, they medical are against us. Tough times get businesses. I stepped in businesses, following the need. I pulled daily chief, threat to the lives of Mercedes. It's harder to distance when people are sitting on benches beside paths. It's harder to maintain distance when people are walking in groups of three or four and refuse to go single file. It's difficult to maintain distance when public spaces are occupied by groups of four to eight or even ten sitting in circles, and those groups are numerous, especially when those groups are sitting on paths and verges. It's difficult to maintain distance when people have deck chairs and sit on the pavement in residential streets lined with terraced houses where front doors open onto the pavement. And as difficult as it is to maintain physical distance, it's even harder to maintain objective, critical distance, especially outdoors. It took some time to realise it, but conversation was drying up for a reason. No one had anything left to talk about beyond the day-to-day. What are you up to at the weekend? And what did you do at the weekend? As standard workplace conversations. But the conversations don't happen in the same way when you're not in casual speaking distance with colleagues. Working from home, or not working at all, is a different kind of distancing. You don't stop for a quick casual chat over Skype or Zoom, and just because you're not being watched by a supervisor, you know that time counts. If anything, you're less likely to take a break, to be showing away as unavailable, because you know you can be seen. There is no hiding, and the guilt kicks in just going through to the kitchen to make a cuppa, feed the cat or put some laundry on. But moreover, as our achievements get smaller, so our lives get smaller, and our spheres of existence. We haven't seen anything new, done anything different. We haven't even left the house. There isn't even any gossip. No one's spoken to anyone to relay it. But there's nothing to relay, because no one's seen anything or done anything. No one's seen anyone or been anywhere. Day on day on day on day. There is only TV, the usual mind rot, repeats, or the news. The only news is virus or protests. Either way, it's all statistics and death. And you're not here, you're not there, you're home, a spectator, not participating in life. Your life is on hold, and has been for months now, and feels like an eternity of stasis. So with nothing to share, beyond emojis and anxiety about the virus, and a growing fear of going outdoors and facing the horrors and fucked up post-apocalyptic dystopian new normal of track and trace and face masks and fines for failure to comply, we recede into our boxed life bubbles, retreat into our own heads. Inside, the only safe space we know. The literal becomes metaphorical, as introversion becomes a burrow to the core of the self, and the prospect of any kind of exposure elicits a sensation that's little short of paroxysmal terror. The less you practice, the rustier you get. Stop exercising, the muscles lose strength. Stop playing guitar, you lose agility. Stop drawing, you lose the knack. Stop socialising, you become desocialised. The less you do, the less you become. All kinds of archives will not be transferred and transferred and transferred. Document Zydal LLL Trail Automate. Do not forget Zydal Mask Drive Automate. Note to self, not forget processing mask. Digital art feedback loop. Note to self, processing all natural causes. Digital seeds might not be behaved and are encouraged. Seagulls have it as well. Kill off all natural causes. Paracetamol and ibuprofen are encouraged. Seagulls have it as well.
Now for something completely different.
Now for something completely different.
Let's just put a different code into it and it might make it work. There we go. Can only try. Mm-hmm.
Let's just put a different code into it that might make it work. Can we try? Let's just put a different code into it that might make it work. Can we try?
Those tree consisted of line work. A tree, a tree, a tree. Oh, a fucking tree. A line work made of all fragile strands, a twine, a branch, of a tree that perhaps is only in a mass of only three to a tree with no bark. Barking dogs for me, just skeletal and substandard in structure, upheld in glorified solidarity and solidness, while the words upon it, and in a way supporting its reason to exist. What is all this nonsense about? Shopping centres and hiring out dodgy centres? Narrative flow is not dictated by the author, but by the signal disarrangement and due to all blockades and signal ripples. They too are at all disjointed and shaken out of a supposed radio wave, static high rhyme and associated assonance. Making their way to the pedestrian.
That's it.